Hello and welcome to the Online Business for Black Women podcast. I'm Keisha White, brand strategist for new coaches, consultants, and service providers. And I created this podcast for Black women who aspire to start profitable businesses online. Here we share transparent stories of overcoming the challenges that come with building an online business, along with actionable strategies that you can implement in a business of your own. To get started, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. So let's dive into the episode. Okay, hello everyone. I am back for another solo episode here on the podcast. And this week I'm going to open up about 10 mindset shifts that helped me become a successful entrepreneur. And the reason why I wanted to do this topic is because I've been kind of reflecting lately on like what my life is like now and also the way I think now. And a lot of that thinking, the way I think now, it has changed a lot from like how I was thinking back in like 2016, 2017, 2018, all those years where I was kind of like just working on the business, not being super serious about it, up to now where I've had it to the point for where I'm almost at 2 years since I left my job, being able to sustain it full time, where I just really have totally shifted my perspective and my outlook and my thinking. And I realized that the way I've been thinking now has actually been the thing that has helped me to sustain this for almost 2 years. In September 2020, it'll be 2 years since I have taken my business full time. Right now it's June 2020, almost July. Tomorrow's actually the last day of June. So yeah, so in a couple of months, it'll be 2 years since I've left the corporate world. So I just noticed that there's a lot of new like thinking and just new ways of being that I have been able to embody that has really, really served me. And I've kind of been looking at like some other new entrepreneurs now and the things that they do and ways that they think that I kind of see are different now from how I think now. And I wanted to kind of go through those. So if you are a new entrepreneur, you can take note of it when you see those types of thought patterns coming up, and then you can kind of shift it. And the reason why this stuff is so important is because business success is really like 90% mindset and then 10% strategy. So a lot of times people, they think they need to find some new like magical strategy that's going to help them and that type of thing. But then it ends up not working, or maybe they end up not executing on it. And the reason why is because their mindset is what's stopping them and what's keeping them in the way. And a lot of people really let their mindsets like stop them from really even getting their businesses off the ground. Like I feel like that's what really stopped me, because the whole time I had the skills, I had the know-how, I had the expertise, but I just didn't dive fully into trying to use that expertise to get my business off the ground. And then instead, a lot of times throughout my 20s, I found myself just feeling like almost stuck, like my life couldn't really be what I wanted it to be. Like I was just stuck in jobs I hated, and I maybe didn't really know how I would get out. And then I also found myself stuck sometimes, like money, financially wise, like, yeah, sure, I had an average 55K salary than any most corporate people make. But for me, I wanted to make more money and needed more money for things I needed. So I found myself kind of like stuck with the money I was making, thinking like, how am I going to get above like this salary to be able to afford everything I need and want to do in my life, instead of having to always look how to for how I could cut costs. And then I found myself thinking a lot of times that really having a business full time was not possible for me. And really the things that made me change, I feel like it doesn't have to be as dramatic for you, but there were like two really pivotal moments that were like, I call them like last straw moments of living that life that I wasn't really happy with, that really just made me be like, okay, this is it. This sucks. Like I'm done. So I had a couple of moments like that, where, one job where I was making that $55,000 salary, it was so boring. This was the job where I was at that paper company. And they were super cheap, been there almost 3 years, and they keep you at the same salary. But anyway, And at that job, I was not learning anything. I kind of felt like I was dumber by working there because the job was just extremely repetitive. But the only reason I stayed as long as I did is because I could work on my business on the side. But then I needed a new car because my old car had like started smoking and all this stuff. So I started trying to think about how could I save for a new car. And I started using the app. It's the app called Mint, M-I-N-T, where you can kind of budget and track your spending. And I was almost trying to like penny pinch and looking to see like, how can I cut this and how can I cut that? And counting my lattes and all that just really annoying penny pinching stuff. Like that stuff aggravates me. Like I'm the type, once I do enough of that, I'm ready to figure out how can I make more money instead of trying to condense my life down into this limited amount of money. So, and long story short, needed a new car, needed more money after being at the job almost 3 years. Tried to ask for a raise. Then they were asking me about moving into marketing, which I was wanting to do at the time. I don't think it would have been much more money, though, if I would have done it. So they ended up having me do this presentation to the marketing department and all this kind of mess to pretend like I would actually be able to move over there. And I did a presentation to a room of all white males. All of them were old white men except one young white guy. And they, for some reason, said the presentation was a slap in the face, I guess because the information was coming from me, a young black woman. So it was just very odd feedback. Like no feedback about the information at all. It was a digital marketing strategy presentation. So one different digital marketing strategies that could have served the company. So it was just weird that that was the feedback. And then even the white guy, the young one, he asked for a copy of the presentation. So that's, I knew it was good information because I'm sure if it would have came from him, they would have been happy to get it. So anyway, even before that happened, I had already been looking for a job because I wanted more money anyway. And then shortly after that, my department ended up saying they were going to let me go, because, I guess they were going to give me a chance to switch to marketing because I didn't really like sales, which was true. I didn't like sales, but still the way they went about it was not right because I didn't get any kind of warning or a bad performance review. Like my performance wasn't just horrible or anything, with the feedback they gave me. So anyway, so got let go there. So that was kind of a last straw moment where I knew I wanted to make more money. I was tired of penny pinching even before all of that other stuff happened. And that wasn't really a comfortable way to live for me anyway. But anyway, so ended up going to a job that made more money. And then this led me to my second like last straw moment where I was working at that job in an uncapped commission sales job. So we had like a 50,000 base plus uncapped commission. So there it was really nice. So I was able to save a lot of money because my commission was so good. And I saved really fast and like paid off credit card debt and was able to book a yoga retreat and just all kinds of stuff. So it started cool, but then all these different biases were going on with my office and in between us and the home office. So anyway, so I ended up getting demoted. Like I was still employed while a lot of other people were getting fired because they were wanting to keep me because I had been doing well with quota. And they were all like, yeah, you're a hard worker. We want to keep you. So we're just going to demote you because you didn't hit quota. So we had kind of, my team, we got screwed over a potential certain month where we weren't able to hit quota. So like a bunch of people got let go and then I got demoted and kept. So I was caught myself trying to find a new job again. And at that point, really, it was a last straw moment too, because I was like, oh my gosh, everywhere I go with my jobs, like something crazy just keeps happening like this. And so after like a failed job search, because I was looking for jobs like outside of sales, because at that point I liked the money you could make in sales, but it was just kind of unpredictable. You never really know your fate in sales jobs. Ended up applying to some other jobs outside of sales. None of them I could get. One company even had the nerve to call me back after the interview and say I was too organized, which was the weirdest feedback I ever got. So that was all that's going on was just another last straw. And I was like, okay, all this stuff is not working out. I finally have some money saved now. I know I have the know-how to start a business. And I started reflecting on the lifestyle that I really wanted anyway. And I really didn't even want like a traditional corporate life. Like I knew that deep down. And I just kept pursuing and going for what I really didn't even want I guess just because I, my mindset, thinking I wasn't ready or thinking I was not able to do it yet for whatever reason. So after just those couple of last straw moments, like one happened one year and the other one happened the following year, I was like, I'm done with this. And I decided I really wanted to try once and for all to go after creating that lifestyle that I really wanted with a flexible online business, because I had my little 6 months of money saved. I already knew what actions to take. Like I said, I had taken courses, a few courses, and I already knew how to do design and branding. So I had the skills because I had taken evening classes and that stuff and had already worked with a few clients, but I just was sitting on the knowledge. So I notice that's common with a lot of people. You may be equipped with what you need and you're just sitting on the knowledge and not using it. So that was me. And then I ended up deciding to use it after I just got fed up with life enough and I went for it. And here I am, like almost 2 years later. That was September 2018 when I left that final job where the demotion thing happened. And I'm still hanging in there, still full time. I still able to pay all my bills and live and eat good with money from my own business. I really do find work more fun and fulfilling because I definitely have found myself with it being new, working a lot more because it's new in this early stage, but it's actually still been okay and still been fun. Like it doesn't feel like as draining or as aggravating as like the work I was doing in my nine to five because I didn't like any of my jobs. To me, they weren't really maximizing my true strengths, and I always felt like I was capable of more. So it just feels good to feel like I'm really stepping into my potential now, and I'm doing what I'm fully capable of doing instead of just scratching the surface of what I could do. And so, yeah, so after kind of reflecting on all that and how I went from that dissatisfied, like unfulfilled employee who felt stuck, to becoming someone who is running their own online business independently, confidently, putting themselves out there, taking risks, making things happen. Like I was like, yeah, wow, I really have shifted totally, like as a person. So I summarized it into 10 of the top mindset shifts that helped me go from how I was before to being able to be a person mentally who could become a successful entrepreneur. Because I'm telling you, most of this stuff is all in your head. And a lot of times people talk themselves out of stuff, or maybe they tell themselves negative things that hold them back, that keep them from doing it when they really are fully capable. Probably you could have been doing it years ago, but because of that mindset stuff, you are not. So here are the 10 shifts that you need to make sure you're taking these shifts if you want to start that successful business and you want to maintain it. So shift number one is just first believing that you can create the life you want and create having a vision for what you want and making it real. So this is something I notice a lot of people just kind of go through life with maybe the blueprint. And this is maybe some blueprint that you didn't create. Maybe your parents told you this is what you needed to do. Maybe the people in your college told you that's what you needed to do. Maybe it's what the people in your circle of friends all wanted to do with their lives. And you were just going along with the motions. Like you go to school, you get a good job. Maybe you get married or get a dog or something and make your little life in the suburbs somewhere. But if that's not what you really want, you have to be the type of person who's going to be honest with yourself about what is the actual life that you want for you in your personality and who you are at your core. Because if you go after this blueprint that other people want or what they think you should have because that's what they want, then you are not going to be happy and you will go through life feeling very unfulfilled. And then you also have to believe that what you want is possible too, because a lot of times when people start to identify what they want, then they start telling themselves all these reasons why it's not possible for them, or like people like me can't live like that, or people like me don't do this. And none of that stuff is true. The only way it's true is if you accept it as your truth and you decide to tamper your dream, dampen your dreams down, and to not take any progress, make any progress, because you tell yourself that you can't do it. So what I kind of started with when I was developing my vision, this kind of influenced me too to quit that last job in 2018. But I was reading this book, Millionaire Success Habits by Dean Graziosi. And one of the exercises in the book talks about creating a vision for like your ideal day. Like, what would you wake up in the morning doing on that day? Where would you live? What kind of place would you be in? And then just literally write all that stuff out, write out how much it would all cost and all kinds of stuff like that. Like looking up the type of house that you really want to live in and be like, how much does it cost? And the type of lifestyle you want to live. Like, how often do you want to travel? How much would all that stuff cost? And once I wrote out really the way I wanted to live and how much it cost and how I really wanted to be super flexible in my day and in my life, that really, really was like a huge like red flag that pursuing the traditional corporate path, even though deep down I knew it wasn't what I wanted to do, but doing that exercise really made it hit home to where I was like, there's no way I would be able to get the kind of house that I want in a regular 9-to-5 job. Like, it would be a decent house, but for the kind of house I wanted personally, I'm like, I can't pay for that. And even for the amount that I wanted to travel and the way I wanted to be flexible and the way I wanted to do work with good people who I could really feel like I was making a difference with, like for the type of jobs that I was pursuing, that wouldn't have worked for me. So that really just gave me like a nice blueprint that fit me. So I could see if the actions that I was taking were in alignment with the life that I really wanted or not. So I advise you to do that exercise, write out what does that ideal day look like, look up the kind of things you really want, like the kind of house you want, the kind of car you want, how often do you want to travel, like what type of investments do you want to be able to make, and really factor out how can you actually get there and map that life out, because it's absolutely possible to create the life you want. You just have to believe it's possible, and then you have to start taking the action to create that life. And then the second mindset shift I had to make is knowing that my confidence comes from within. So a lot of times I would kind of be looking for people. A lot of times, I guess I was kind of the type of person who maybe would do stuff against the grain that maybe other people weren't doing. And I just didn't really care because I just knew it was what I wanted to do. I guess thinking back to college, like I remember I really didn't even want a corporate job back then. I just was looking for one because my other options fell through because I was thinking about going to theater school because I just knew I really didn't want to be in corporate anyway. So I remember going to like the Chicago on a bus. My life is random, but I got a bus ticket to Chicago to go audition for theater schools because I was like, I don't want this boring corporate job. I had a corporate internship at 19 that for me was very boring. It was dry. It was just nothing to look forward to. I was aggravated that I had to sit there 8 hours a day. And that was kind of already a bit of a preview for me that I didn't really want to be in the corporate world. So I was trying to look up other alternative paths going into my senior year. And I was like, I just want to do something creative and like theater. So I went for it and did the whole theater stuff. So tried to, but I didn't get into any of the schools. But anyway, but I just say all that to say that when you're doing something that is kind of against the grain that maybe you want to do that maybe other people may not understand, you have to seek your confidence from inside of yourself. Because if you are looking for validation from other people or other people to like co-sign and be like, yeah, girl, or yeah, man, that's a great idea. 9 times out of 10, you're probably not going to get that. And most of the time when people, if you are doing that thing against the grain, people are going to question it anyway, because they're just looking at it from their perspective of understanding. And they may be on the path that they like in their lives and wondering why you don't like what they like. So it may be nothing personal to you, but it's just for them, they're happy and they are cool with it. But if you're not, that's you and that's the way you view your life. So they're not going to understand it at all. They may kind of try to talk you down or talk you out of it, but you can't let other people talk you out of something because they don't understand your life path, because it's your path And it's up to you to believe in it and to believe in yourself and to find the confidence from within. Because most of the time with other people, they end up being the most supportive, like after the fact, like after you've actually went out there and started that successful business or made that life transition successfully, whatever it may be, then they are more, after they see the evidence later, then they're like, oh, cool, that's great how you did that. And then they may even come back to you and be asking you how you did it. So don't wait for that validation to pump you up from outside. Know that that confidence has to come from inside once you are working towards something like building a business, especially in the early days. And then the third mindset shift I had to make was understanding that there's more stability in controlling your own income than depending on an unpredictable job. So in our society, people are always looking at entrepreneurs really crazy, like wondering like, oh my God, is it stable? But in reality, jobs are extremely unstable too. And for me personally, I find more confidence in myself and my abilities to do the work and to keep my promises to myself of what I intend to do versus an employer where there's so much like corporate politics and you don't know, do they not like you behind the scenes and they could be plotting to put you out or layoffs could happen. Like you really never know like what could actually happen in your job. So personally, I was never the type of person who felt stable at work. Like I felt like I never really knew when my last day could be. Like I didn't know what was going on because my first corporate job, I got laid off. Our whole team got laid off, which is convenient, great. And then the second one, I just really didn't like what I was doing. So I was ready to go and left. Then the third one, that whole firing thing where they just did that out of nowhere with no bad performance review. And then the next one, the demotion. So for me, there was a lot of volatility in my career path to make me not feel stable at all. So it never felt stable to me. I feel more stable now, even though, yeah, I have to have sales coming in every month, but I know I'm also doing the work to get the sales. So you have to start to believe in yourself if you want to be an entrepreneur and full-time, especially full-time, and believe in your ability to generate the amount of money that you want to make. And you can't be so dependent on like, oh, the only form of stability is a job. Because if you keep telling yourself that, then you're never going to get the courage to like break free from the job if that's what you want to do. So make sure you also look at the risk with both and kind of be realistic about it. Like people just disregard all the real life risks that also come with the job. Because if you get fired, you get laid off, something crazy happens at work, that's your one source of income. You're also left without income. And then you have to hurry up and scramble and find a new job, which I've experienced a lot, which is the worst feeling rushed to find a new job before you run out of money. So there's instability with both. So don't let people try to make you think that entrepreneurship is more unstable. Like both of them have some unstable stuff about it. But the thing about entrepreneurship, just know you can generate the amount of income you want if you believe in yourself and you are somebody that's a hard worker. And so the fourth mindset shift is that I had to always become the type of person who was going to find a way and keep trying. So what I see a lot of times in entrepreneurship, there are obstacles with everything. And the reason why a lot of times is we're all doing something new that we haven't done before. So like just like a kid learning how to ride a bike, they never have ridden a bike before, maybe without their training wheels. Maybe sure they did it with the training wheels, but once those training wheels come off, they have to keep trying to get back up and riding the bike if they fall over, if they skin their knee or whatever, if they want to learn how to ride that bike and make it down the street to the playground or wherever they're trying to go. And you have to be the same way with entrepreneurship because it's going to be something new. You may fall, you may stumble, you may have something not go the way you want it to go, but you have to be the type of person who is going to get back up and try something else or look for an alternative path or look for a different strategy or maybe tweak your wording or tweak your offer. Like 9 times out of 10, there is always a little tweak that you can make that can make the difference in you seeing the results you want. And if you just give up and you stop, you are never going to get the results because you just give up before you give yourself a chance to get the results. Because like I said, you're dealing with limited information. You're doing something new. And the only way you can be successful at it is if you keep trying and you take that information and you apply it and you use it as like a learning experience instead of just giving up and not even using what you learn. Because something I found too, the way a lot of people are throwing out the failure rates of businesses, throwing that stuff around, I honestly think a lot of people who quote unquote fail, I think they did not want to do it in the first place. And I think they fail because they give up. So, because to me, the only way you can just straight up just fail at it is if you just give up and you're like, I'm done. I just want to shut this business down. But everybody has stuff. If you listen to any successful entrepreneur story, they're going to have things that didn't go as planned, but they didn't let that derail them or just make them abandon their business idea. They just kept going and they were the type of person to be like, okay, if option A doesn't work, I'm going to try option B. And if option B doesn't work, I'm going to try option C. And I'm just going to keep trying things until I get what I want. So that's the type of mentality you have to take instead of being the person that'll give up at the first sign of a little bit of an obstacle. Like if you let any little obstacles keep you down, you're never going to get there. So mindset shift number 5 is I focused on what I do have and not what I don't have. So I remember I recently just told this story on social media, but when I first left my job, I spent about a month and a half only having one client. And the reason why it started a little bit slow is because I took a break from working on my business for about a year. So I had taken that new job where I was making the great money and uncapped commission sales and all that. So I was just focused on how I could maximize my commission and make the most money I could. So I pretty much put my business on the back burner at that time. And so I had to like ramp up marketing again, pretty much from scratch, just about. Like I still had some followers, I had a tiny email list from the work I had done before, but they hadn't heard from me in like a year. I had went MIA on everybody for like an entire year. So once I did get that first client, I feel like it was maybe a few weeks after I did marketing, but I spent about maybe that first month and a half or so with just that one client to work with. But like kind of just naturally, I guess, because I had been doing more personal development, I was like, okay, well, just be grateful for this one. I was excited to have just that one. And I was just like, I'm going to give this one client my all and focus on the fact that I'm taking action, building my audience back up and doing marketing every day and just knowing that more clients are going to come. And so I just kept being grateful for what I did have and shifted my mindset to that. Because if you focus too much on what you don't have and what hasn't come in your business yet, then that's when you get into anxiety, you get too much into fear. And then that can end up making you like talk yourself out of it because you may panic and be like, oh my God, this is not going to work for me. Or is it going to work for me? Because you're focused too much on what you don't have yet. And it's not that what you don't have yet hasn't come yet. Well, it's never going to come yet. Excuse me. It's that it just hasn't come quite yet. So it's not that it's going to never come. It just may take a little more time to come than you want it to. So as you're working in your entrepreneurial journey, be grateful for every small win. Be grateful for everything in your life that is going well, that is good, that is fine, because you're going to need those little things to like kind of pump you up and to help you keep the faith as you work towards what you want. And then the sixth mindset shift is that you actually have to spend money to make more money in your business. So in our society, like when you have more of an, I guess, an employee mindset, you are very, very scared with big purchases. And most of your big purchases, 9 times out of 10, unless you're investing in something, but most big purchases as an employee are going to be things that don't make money back. So maybe you buy some kind of new TV, but that's not going to give you any money back. Or maybe you buy a car, but cars depreciate in value and they don't make money back. But in your business, you're going to have to spend big money, and that money is going to make money back and it's going to bring money back to you. So you have to shift your mindset from being a consumer to someone who only makes big purchases with fear for big purchases that you know are not going to return anything for you, to being a business owner who is making a big purchase to invest in their business growth and in their business longevity. Because a lot of things that we need to know to run successful businesses, like I said earlier in a few of those points earlier, is that you just don't know a lot of stuff when you're new. Like, you don't know what you don't know. And if you want to be more successful, you're going to have to invest in some type of help, like some type of coaching. Like, that's just a given, because even especially in this online space, because I'm sure if you've listened to a lot of my guest episodes, every guest who I've interviewed, they have all mentioned coaching as being one of the factors that has helped them grow their business. So that's not by coincidence. And I know for all of us, like, a lot of times, yeah, it's an uncomfortable investment when you do spend that money on your business, and it can be feeling weird to spend a big amount of money just on yourself. I've heard some women with like families may say that, and maybe you have to sacrifice some of the things you may usually buy for yourself sometimes, but you have to look at it as just like a short-term sacrifice for a long-term payoff. Because I know for a fact that taking the chance to invest in those uncomfortable coaching investments that I made helped me to make more money faster and helped me to cut my learning curve way down, because I was able to pretty much almost take a shortcut, because I was able to learn from someone else who was further ahead of me. So you can't look at spending money as throwing money out. That's not going to come back. You have to look at spending money in business as an investment that's going to pay you back for years and years to come if you want to grow faster and you want to make the most amount of money possible. Because like I said, I've seen some people, when they don't invest in coaching, their businesses end up growing way slower, or they end up being much more miserable as they grow their businesses. Because I've heard some entrepreneurs to me who didn't invest in the right coaching, and they always are negative about entrepreneurship. They're kind of like, oh my God, it was just so hard. And I just tell people to keep their jobs because it's so tough. And I honestly think because they were doing it the hard way, trying to figure it all out by themselves instead of investing in some help. So you can either do it the hard way by yourself and try to figure it out, or you can make life easier and just pay for the help. So, yep. And then point number 7, this kind of piggybacks a little bit off of the previous one, but to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to always be learning. So you are never going to know everything when it comes to business. And a lot of times in, I guess, the traditional work or employee world, they just train us to just learn in college, I guess, or maybe take a little course every now and then with your team that your manager wants to put you in. And that's pretty much it for education. Like, nobody really goes home to keep learning stuff. Like, people just kind of stop with their learning. But as an entrepreneur, learning just has to become like a way of life for you. Like, you have to always be learning about your craft or whatever it is you do as a business. And I guess this is why it's also important to do something in business that you like, because if you like it and you're into it, you just kind of naturally want to learn more about it. So whether it's buying a book on the topic that you could do in your business, or maybe it's like just practicing your craft in your free time, or trying to get better at what you do because you just enjoy it that much. Maybe it's listening to podcasts about your subject of expertise, or listening or watching stuff on YouTube. So you just always, always have to be learning and definitely getting better along the way at what you do, because nobody in entrepreneurship is going to come behind you to be, make sure you completed this XYZ training like they do at work. Like, they're going to, you have to be responsible yourself to enrich your knowledge and to get better and to get become the best at what you do. Because when you do really well in your business, it shows, which is going to be one of my points coming up. So the next point is to don't fear uncertainty when you are building a business. So this part can be really tough. It does require a huge mindset shift because you may sometimes in business feel like you're not sure what's going to come next. But you kind of have to learn how to like ride the waves of uncertainty. So you may not necessarily know exactly what day will your next sale come. Like, let's use that for an example. But if you are doing the work to do the marketing, to do the things you know you need to do on your end to get the sales to come in, the rest of it, you just have to have faith and just know that it's going to come, and you aren't sure how it's going to come, but you can maybe tell yourself like, oh, it'll be like a little surprise, like when it comes, or I just know it's going to come because you're doing your part. So the uncertainty piece can be pretty tough to deal with, especially if you're somebody that likes predictability. So that is something you have to adjust to, I guess, at least especially in the beginning. I feel like once your business is more so off the ground, you can make things more predictable, like based on the number of people that maybe schedule sales calls. You know, you'll get X number of clients because like 25% of your sales calls close in clients. So it does get more predictable as you go. But in the early days, there's a bit more uncertainty when it's new. So just know in those early days when something is uncertain that when you do your part, you can rest assured that the rest of it will work out. You don't have to like be worried and let all those thoughts of worry and stuff hold you back and make you scared and make you stop. And so point number 10 is that you have to have your own like personal standard of excellence as a business owner. So as a business owner, again, you don't have like a manager or some director person like you do at work, I guess, like monitoring you and making sure your work is being done well or anything like that. So there's no one telling you what to do, of course. It's just you and it's just your clients. So to me, you have to be responsible yourself to create your own standard of excellence for the work you do. And the reason why this is important is because as an entrepreneur, a lot of your success can depend on your reputation as a business owner. And your reputation is essentially your brand and what people know you for. So when things, if they're done like at a bad level, or if you're just horrible with customer service or things like that, that stuff is hurting your brand and it hurts your reputation. So you have to shift to become the kind of person that you're going to create a standard of excellence inside yourself that you operate on so you can keep a high brand and keep a good, solid, strong reputation, because that brand and that reputation can attract more clients to you as a business owner. So I guess, like I said, maybe at work, I don't know. I guess that can kind of maybe affect if you eventually get a promotion or not. Or maybe you just will end up in the same job forever if it, your reputation is not that great. I don't know. But in a business, your reputation can affect like whether or not you get referrals, whether or not clients come back for repeat business. And so it can really like slow down your growth if you start doing things that have a bad reputation and you don't think about how your actions and your level of service reflects on the business and the results you get. So create your standards, stick to it, and know that it pays off in your business with more clients and more money and more work at the end of the day. And then the final mindset shift is making sure you focus more on action instead of overthinking. So a lot of people overthink too many details in when it comes to like actually executing and taking action. And there's one thing to have a lot of great ideas. Like, yeah, that does, I guess, kind of count for something, not really. But the thing about it is ideas don't really matter if nobody ever gets to see the light of day. Like the ideas don't ever get to see the light of day if all the ideas are just always in your head because you're not executing. Like maybe you're overthinking like what to name your course, or maybe you're overthinking what color is your website, or maybe you're overthinking like why your last person on your last discovery or sales call, like why they rejected you. And all of that stuff is just a waste of your mental space and your energy and your time. Because entrepreneurship, especially if you want to be successful and you want to be successful faster, it's about taking immediate action fast. Because the faster you get into action doing the thing that you want to do, like if you have something you want to sell, the faster you put it out there and start selling it, the more you're going to learn faster, the faster you get your first client and that kind of thing. If you have a new offer you want to throw out there, the faster you put it out there, the better. The faster you start marketing, the more visible you're going to get faster. But I just see so many people waste time on the most trivial things. Like, a lot of people worry about what other people are going to think of them starting a business. And they are scared to even promote on social media, which like baffles me, because it's like, hey, do you want to make money or do you want to have a business? Like, why are you scared? Like, other people need to know about it, because that's how you get clients, is through people. So even if somebody who sees your post can't even use your services, they may refer you to somebody else. So you cannot let all this little small stuff and overthinking and overanalyzing, over worrying, you cannot let that kind of stuff hold you back as an aspiring entrepreneur. Like, that stuff is going to keep you small. It's going to make your progress so slow. Like, I've seen people do that, and their progress that they probably could have made like in the first few months takes like half a year, when they could have probably been doing it like way faster if they wouldn't have just sat around with all that overthinking and all that self-doubt. Because if, ultimately, all the overthinking is just like a lack of confidence and just like a doubt in yourself. And you have to just get into action, get into work. And my last point here is that a lot of times people are waiting to feel that confidence and feel that certainty before they start working on the business in a serious manner. But I'm going to let you know, if you keep waiting on that, your business is never going to get off the ground, because the confidence really doesn't come until you start doing the actual work that you want to do. It kind of goes back to like the bicycle analogy again. Like, a kid may feel confident about riding with the training wheels, but once they take the training wheels off, they don't feel confident about it. And maybe they think about in their room, looking down at the sidewalk at the other kids riding by, wondering like, oh my God, what if I fall? And what if the kids laugh? Or like, I don't feel confident to go out there and ride my bike. Like, if you're just thinking all that stuff, looking down at the action from your window in your room, looking at everybody else down on the street riding and having fun, you're never going to get confident, because you're not even in the game. So you have to actually put yourself in the game, get out there in the street, get on the bike to start riding and to get better as you go. And that's how you get confident in something that you haven't done before. So stop all that overthinking, sitting on the sidelines, watching everybody else pass you by, because I know that's what people end up doing. They watch other people, they compare, they end up feeling less than because they see so-and-so is making all this progress. But you could have made the progress too if you would have just stopped overthinking and you would have just got into action and kept it simple and keep moving. So those are my 10 points for the 10 mindset shifts that I had to make and that I recommend you make too if you want to build a successful business. These shifts are crucial whether you want to be able to, well, I guess especially if you want to take your business full time, to leave your 9-to-5, and then they're also necessary too, even if you just want to have a successful side hustle, because these mindset shifts, they can affect how well your side hustle does. Like, is it successful? Does it make a significant amount of money to actually elevate your lifestyle? Or do you just make like a little bit of gas and grocery money here and there? Like, all of that stuff is determined by your mindset and your ability to make these 10 shifts so you can think differently about business and just about you as a person and what you're capable of. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I wish you all the best and all the success in business, and know that whatever vision you have for your life, whatever type of business you want to start, it is all possible for you. And the only thing that can make it not be possible is if you give up, or if you tell yourself it's not possible. But if you pour into yourself, you are encouraging to yourself, you are giving yourself the right reinforcement in your head, you're not giving in to negativity or to all the self-doubt. As long as you stay away from that stuff, there really is no way you cannot be successful unless you just decide to give up. So just know that. Don't give up, because the only way to failure is giving up and not even trying anymore. So thanks for checking out the episode, everyone, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, if you are ready to get started with building or growing your online business, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. I'll talk to you in the next episode.